As a pastor, it's not uncommon for me to get asked, what does your church believe about blank? And there are any number of theological or social issues that might fill that blank. Or I might get asked, what does your church do about blank? Again, any number of social or cultural issues might fill in that blank. And when I get that question, I struggle to answer because the question itself is built on a premise that thinks about the church differently than I do. For just a few minutes today, I'd like us to consider what this thing called the church is and why that's such an important question for each of us to consider. That's today on the Covenant Weekly Podcast, Season 2, Episode 10. What does your church... When talking about the church, there are different ways to approach it. Because I want to specifically address the challenge I face in talking about my church, I'm going to largely ignore two of those ways for this episode. I'm not going to address the universal church, which would include people from all kinds of denominational contexts and ranges of conviction. I'm also not going to talk about the church as our denominational family, the Be in Christ Church of Canada. Most of the time when people ask about my church, they're talking about Covenant Christian Community Church. Even defining that is increasingly challenging for a number of reasons. Hopefully talking through things in this episode will show why even talking about Covenant Church may not be as simple as it initially appears it should be. The reason answering questions about the church or my church or Covenant Church is complicated because the church is not, at its essence, an institution or organization or building. The church, my church, Covenant Church, is a community of people. And for Covenant, some of those people are formal members and others are not. It used to be that we knew who was a part of the Covenant family because they attended our weekly gatherings on a semi-regular basis. Well, COVID realities have shifted that because many participate online now, far more often than they are in person. As such, there are people who identify as a part of Covenant Church who we don't see regularly. And even among those we do see regularly, we come from diverse backgrounds and perspectives. Even among those who are formal members, our circles of alignment aren't primarily centered around detailed and debated theological statements or moral convictions. You know, our identity is centered around the person of Jesus. Outside of that center who is a person, not a set of propositions, is the life, teaching, death, and resurrection of Jesus. And outside of that is a series of values we believe are an outflow of our understanding of Jesus and his life, teaching, death, and resurrection. Outside of that circle, there are some theological statements that are generally affirmed within our church and within our denomination. But even that, the theological statements, that's a few rings out from the center. And someone could be oriented towards Jesus and connected as a part of our covenant family while not being certain they affirm all of those theological statements or all of our values. And yet, they are affirmed as a part of the church, my church, Covenant Church, because they are a part of the community of people that is the church, my church, Covenant Church. And because the church is, at its core, a diverse group of people seeking to center their lives and their life together around Jesus, it's a very hard thing for me to answer most, what does your church, fill in the blank, questions. The majority of theological, philosophical, moral, and ethical questions are outside of even the theological statements that our denomination makes, which is four steps outside of the person of Jesus whom we center around. Does this mean that those things don't matter or that they don't matter to us as a church community? Absolutely not. Many of them matter a great deal. But just because something matters doesn't mean we must have unanimity on what the answer is. We center on Jesus, God in the flesh. From there, we consider his life, teaching, death, and resurrection as we have recorded, as we have it recorded for us by his first followers. And we seek to follow that, and it builds from there. But what does your church believe about blank? And what does your church do about blank? To respond to those questions honestly requires a lot of conversation, sometimes hard conversation. We often use the church or your church as shorthand for the organization that the people who make up the church work to support and maintain together. So when people ask, where is your church? I'll tell them we're in Penetanguishene, even though we live much further afield than Penetang and we travel even further. When people ask, when does your church gather? I'll tell them 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, even though we actually gather in different groups, formal and informal, throughout the week, and some engage in our online gatherings at other times. You know, we talk about Covenant Church having a compassion project where we're collecting soap and body wash and deodorant and toothbrushes and toothpaste and gloves and toques and socks and treats for single people in need. Single people that Beausoleil First Nations Social Services supports and for others in our own local community. You know, that's something we are organizationally trying to pull together as an opportunity for us to make a difference collectively. But that's not meant to negate or disregard the myriad of other ways Covenant Church is serving in the community, because the people who are the church are doing work in the community. You know, when you show love, it's the church showing love. When you're generous, it's the church being generous. When you gather for the sake of encouragement and support and deep conversation and laughter, it is the church, or at least a part of the church, that is gathering. From my perspective, I love it when the church gathers in person on Sunday mornings, and I love it when you are there. Not because I don't understand the myriad of reasons why people may not be able to be there. I love it because it's easier to be the church in all the good that brings and in all the hard stuff that comes with it when we can see each other and talk with each other and hug each other. I'm convinced that Covenant Church is at its most beautiful when we gather as a diverse family of people around the person of Jesus. But we are also incredibly beautiful as we spread out and embody the way of Jesus in all the various ways we do so in our homes, schools, workplaces, and places of play. I hope in all our shorthand talk about the church as an organization with events and gatherings that we don't forget that we are the church. After all that, let me remind us of some of the opportunities for us to be the church together in the coming days. Our men's connection is on Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. Our women's Bible study is Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. There is no youth this Wednesday, but a group of our senior high students will be giving out hot chocolate and cookies on Friday evening at the Penetang Festival of Lights. There is a lot going on this coming Sunday, December 4th. During our primary gathering at 10:30 a.m., we will be receiving communion, and we will have a special opportunity to remember those who are no longer with us during this Advent and Christmas season. All of this is centered around the love theme of the second week of Advent. On December 4th, we are also inviting everyone to bring a potluck meal item for us to share and enjoy together following the service on Sunday. We will set up together and eat together, and after we're done, we will resume upstairs for a congregational conversation. The conversation will center primarily around our finances and give each of us a chance to understand and provide input into how we should best handle our finances moving forward. At the end of our time together, there will be a formal business meeting where we will ask all formal members to vote on our staff salaries for 2023. Finally, December 4th is the final Sunday that is available for us to receive donations for our Necessity Packages for Singles Compassion Project. We're aiming to put together packages for up to 90 people, so this is a huge need. We'd love to see our lobby overflowing with donations this coming Sunday. If you aren't able to go shopping or would prefer to donate towards this cause, there is a box available in the lobby for gift cards or cash donations that will be used to get items for the packages. After this Sunday, we will shop for some more items and share them between Beausoleil First Nations Social Services and our compassion team, which distributes meals to those in need in Penetang. With that update about some of the organizational things going on with Covenant Church, I hope and pray you will remember that you, all of you together, are the church. I pray that this encourages and inspires you to pursue Jesus and live his way in your world this week. And I pray it encourages and inspires you as you think about how you can live this life together as the church. I'm so glad to be a part of this church with you. God bless. Go in peace.